Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so happy you're with us. I hope you all got to enjoy your weekend, of course. There was so much going on in the news cycle, and I want to make sure you guys are read into everything. So the first place I go to make sure I'm not missing any important headlines is citizenfreepress.com. Millions of Americans view CFP every single day because they want to stay in the know. So I highly recommend you do the same. Again, folks, it's citizenfreepress.com. That's where Kane and all the CFP staffers are plugging away, finding the latest headlines and making sure that you guys get a little bit of a laugh in between as well by putting in some very comical headlines of their own. And it's a great, great resource. The first thing I want to jump into, though, of course, was something that caught my attention because, well, it's kind of strange. There was this, I mean, he looks dead, but apparently this is allegedly a convicted sex offender who was just recently rearrested for attempting to kidnap a boy. Now, ultimately, what's going on here, this all took place in Colorado. He was accused of attempting to kidnap a boy at Black Forest Hills Elementary School. This is a 33-year-old man, obviously, not somebody who should be at an elementary school, looks extremely creepy. He apparently, according to them, found a man matching the description, police claim, and they immediately arrested him. But here's the interesting part in the article. So he's accused of kidnapping, attempting to kidnap a child. This is an individual who, in Colorado, apparently, you're able to kidnap or attempt to kidnap somebody, and your bond is only set at $25,000. $25,000, folks. It's pretty absurd. But then again, these politicians don't take kidnap, sexual assault. I mean, crimes against children, they don't take them seriously. Now, they go into detail also saying it wasn't clear as if he did not appear in the state sex offender registry, but court records show back in 2012 that he was convicted in Jefferson County for failing to register as a sex offender. So again, it's another gray area because they don't know if this man, I mean, the charges in itself say that he was a sex offender, but then again, he's not in the state's registry. So that's very, very interesting. Now, unfortunately, as many of you know, we don't take this as a laughing matter. I mean, this is something that's extremely serious. The fact that this man was even feeling risky enough to try to kidnap a child is disgraceful. That's his mugshot. Again, it's by far the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life. He looks like a zombie, dead, maybe on drugs. Those are all speculation, of course, but this guy is just gross. And so thankfully he did not kidnap that child, but a $25,000 bond is what they're looking for somebody who's accused of attempting to kidnap a child, allegedly. So it's just really mind-blowing in itself. Again, folks, you got to pay attention to what's going on in your local counties because this stuff happens often and not many people realize it. And then they don't hold their politicians accountable. So I would definitely, if you live in Colorado, if you live in this area, you got to hold your politicians' feet to the fire because we need to stop allowing them to feel comfortable enough to do things like that. $25,000 for bond? Who's the judge? Now, I'm not saying you issue a threat to the judge. That's not what we're saying at all. But are they elected? If they're elected, then you got to make sure they get rid of these people because that's a joke. If it's the law that specifically states that that's all like a charge, because again, different states, I'm not familiar with Colorado law, so I can't attest to this, but you need to go after these people and hold them accountable. They need to know that in this country, we take sex crimes against children and kidnappings very, very seriously. And that's what needs to be driven home here. It's never ending. It's pretty disgusting. It's pretty disturbing, but it's expected these days. I want to jump over to something else. That'll be our last story that we dive into. Let's jump over to what's going on around the country. And that's all these Ivy League schools are just showing off how trash they are. They bring in the worst kind of human beings. They brainwash them into thinking that, not all of them, of course, but they brainwash them into thinking that that they should be advocating for Hamas, and then they're doing so. And here you go. In Yale, for an example, there's been 47 students who have been arrested for blocking an intersection, but it doesn't end there. You guys might have seen the story too. Ilhan Omar's daughter, her 21-year-old daughter, has been suspended by Columbia University. She claims to now be homeless and starving. I mean, obviously she's not. She's being dramatic. She's trying to get the headlines and get the attention and bring bad PR to Columbia. But again, she is somebody who is just a deplorable as her mother, a terrorist sympathizer, just disgusting people that you and I cannot just rationalize with. These are not level-headed folks. It's very clear, it's very obvious that they not only are they anti-Semitic, especially Ilhan Omar and her offspring, but they are just hateful people who want to advocate for groups like Hamas, who've given the opportunity to slaughter you and I. They don't care about your political views. They don't care if you've been advocating for them. They want to kill you because they don't like you because you have disagreements. And they're even, I mean, there's videos of them talking about sacrificing their children for Allah. I mean, it's just like one of the most egregious things to connect yourself with. And yet they always seem to do on the left. And they give them a platform like MSNBC. They'll give them a platform. But I have to give credit where credit's due. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul actually stepped in. And she says in a tweet today, this morning I went to Columbia University and with City Hall, NYPD, and the Columbia president, we had a discussion on how to fight the anti-Semitism and protect public safety, which is something that Democrats really shy away from. We see Joe Biden all the time. He's too afraid of his pro-Hamas lefties going after him and not being aggressive enough on the issue. So it's refreshing to see that Kathy Hochul, someone who I've actually never given a compliment to ever in my life, is actually sticking her neck out and backing a right cause, the right cause. Because then again, folks, they continue to say that those on the left and the pro-Hamas protesters, oh, we need a ceasefire. There was a ceasefire. It was taking place before October 7th. Hamas ruined that. Hamas is the group that was elected by those living in Gaza. So don't sit here and tell me that we have to back Hamas. We have to back all. I mean, Israel literally told those people living in Gaza to flee because they were going to retaliate against what took place on October 7th. They gave them enough time to leave, but Hamas refused to let them leave because Hamas wanted to use them as human shields because they wanted you to be apathetic to Hamas. And so they're sitting here telling you, oh, we've lost over 20,000 people. But Israel warned them to leave, and Hamas blocked that from happening. So it's always those little facts that get dropped out of everything that people want to continue to push, and it's just disgusting. But let's end this segment on a little bit of a happier note. Many of you guys might recall, sadly, there was a police officer slaughtered in New York City, an NYPD officer who was killed, Jonathan Diller. He has, sadly, a young child and was killed by somebody who shouldn't have been on the streets, of course, because the New York Democrats, he was on the streets. He had an extensive criminal record. Apparently, when Officer Dillard did a traffic stop, he did gut him down. Barstool Sports has actually raised $1.5 million for the family, which is incredible, I have to say, because, well, not many people want to back law enforcement these days. And I'm not saying that we do a blanket backing, because I agree, what we saw during the pandemic was pretty disgusting, but we definitely need to back law enforcement when it comes to those who are being violent against them. And this is one great example of just doing that. This poor young officer didn't deserve to lose his life, and he did. And so it's really just, it's a uplifting story to see Dave Portnoy getting involved in Barstool Sports, getting involved to help, you know, sadly, this widow and her young child. Now, unfortunately, she has to raise her child alone because, well, New York Democrats didn't want to offend criminals and they wanted to release them continuously through reforms like criminal justice reform and whatnot. So it's a heartbreaking story that didn't have to take place, but it did. So that's everything that's going on right now around the country. I think probably the most important stuff that you should be paying attention to. We've got a lot of other topics that are going to be up for discussion just momentarily. Steve Baker's joining us tonight to discuss Harry Dunn, Officer Harry Dunn. He's running for Congress, and he just got the backing of former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So we'll jump in with Steve Baker to detail just that. Plus, Steve Baker's making a lot of threats, and it's because he's doing incredible work regarding January 6th. So he's going to join us to detail that as well. Dr. Kirk Elliott's going to map out exactly how expensive things have gotten under Joe Biden. He'll join us in a moment. And in case you missed it, and I hope you didn't, but like most normal people, you do enjoy your weekends, you might have missed out on what took place over the weekend. Speaker Mike Johnson pushed forward billions of dollars in foreign aid for countries that would never do the same for us. And well, he didn't do anything for you. And I'll detail that in one of my latest pieces. So don't go anywhere, folks. We've got much more to unpack. We've got some very exciting news that we wanted to bring you. We have a very new sponsor of this show, and I'm very excited for it because, well, it's a product that I actually use, and so I'm very enthusiastic about this. This service from Dr. Syed Haider. Yes, he is one of my favorite. Let's head over to this website right now. It's My Go To Doc. Now, Dr. Hyder has been one of the doctors that I have strongly relied on, especially throughout the pandemic, because his services are incredible. He is one of the very, very few who pushed back during the pandemic by providing ivermectin to patients who needed it. And I probably could just assume he's probably saved hundreds of thousands of lives because of it. So I'm really excited for this new partnership. The website's called mygotodoc.com. And because now he's sponsoring our program, you guys benefit greatly off of this. You could save up to 10% off. So 10% off of all of the service that he provides by using the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. And it's over at mygotodoc.com. Now, let me just walk you through his website a little bit because he's got so many services and I'm using a lot of them these days. Let me break down what I'm actually using. So during the pandemic, I needed ivermectin. My other doctor gave it to me and I needed like just to have it in the house. And that was very, very important to do so. So this is why it's such a great resource, because when you sign up for his services, you're actually going to get ivermectin. You're going to get a bunch of other medications that are really, really important. And they're essential, especially during times like this. He's got all these great medical kits. There's so many to go. So let's say you're traveling and you want to prepare for your travels. This is a great way to do so. You'll get these antibiotics that are so important to wherever you're traveling around in the world. And just having them on hand could be life-saving. And so he has these three great kits that you could head over to mygotodoc.com and just take a look around. He's also going to be joining us later on in the week to tell us about all of his services because he's the expert, not me. But again, folks, you're going to get 10% off by using the promo code BREE. So I see you see these prices right now on your screen. I mean, this offer is incredible. This is going to be the same price as a regular doctor's visit. Plus, you're going to be able to stash away medications that you really will need. And you never know when they're going to cut us off, especially with ivermectin these days. And that's why I'm always making sure that I've got a supply. But let's go over this. Also, other services he offers, health coaching. They also have a weight loss program that you can learn more about. He also has supplements. There's so many different great products that he has on his website. And he is now a sponsor of our show. And so we're very, very thankful of that. So if you'd like to go take a look, and I highly recommend you do, because it's a lot of exciting things for those of you, maybe you're struggling with long COVID, you're looking for some relief from those symptoms, or if you're just looking to prevent getting sick in the near future, he's got all the tools that you need. Best way to go get those, head over to mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com. And then whenever you fill up your cart and you get everything that you're looking for, you guys can secure the 10% off by using promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. And I highly recommend you do, because that discount, it really goes far. You can use it on a lot of his services and treatments. And it's a great, great discount. So again, folks, mygotodoc.com, promo code BREE. That's B-R-E to secure up to 10% off. We're very excited for this new sponsor. And, you know, Dr. Hyder will be joining us later this week to discuss all of his services. So we're very excited about that. We'll be right back. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.